Y'all. Hey, what's happening out there, y'all? And happy Monday to you. Oh, man, I tell you, I hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I did. Hey, but it's Soapbox Monday, y'all, here on Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Mr. Talk. And boy, do we have a show scheduled for you today. So I hope y'all ready for some great, great conversation. We're going to be talking about the first gay professional athlete to come out. I mean, to admit that he's gay. Wow, how you think that's going to turn out? Huh? And we're also going to be talking about the 19 states that allow corporal punishment. And then, of course, once in the last topic we'll be talking about today is marijuana use in Colorado and Washington. A couple of courts have made some rulings that maybe, as we say, controversial, or makes a little bit of sense. But whatever it is, we're going to get into the conversation and find out exactly what it's all about. Now, I want to say welcome to Bible Benny out there. I see you, man. Hope you had a great weekend. Guest 1700. Howdy, howdy, howdy. And, of course, you know, I got Miss BP in the house. Oh, yeah. All right, y'all, this Monday, man, I hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I did, man. Well, I ain't going to lie like that. My weekend wasn't really all that great, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'm not going to tell y'all all about that. Let's put it this way. It started Friday, and I had to work my way all through it all weekend. So if you consider sleeping, yeah, I guess it was a good weekend. But I'm healthy. I'm good, and we ready to get it on. That's right. Anyway, hey, today is Monday, April 29th, and for those that don't know what year you're in, it's 2013. Wow, just looked like it a little while ago was 2010. Now we're in 2013. I'm telling you, man, just stuff be flying. But anyway, you know, it's amazing. It really is that how long it has taken for someone to come out the closet, man, in professional sports. It's not like we don't know they exist. But we're going to get into that here in about a little bit because, man, I tell you, it is just wow. That's all you can say sometimes, wow. At the things we put individuals through that make them feel uncomfortable, you know? And for what reason? Because we just don't like it the way they live. Well, you know what? Things are about changing, y'all. We about to do some changing here. Anyway, that's going to be our first thing we get to talk about today. But right now, of course, like we always do, we're going to go on and get the house rules out the way and, you know, from there we're gonna make it. We're gonna work our way on through. Of course, as I say every day, and I'm gonna continue saying it to everybody, pay attention, Michael. Anyway, On this show, we encourage open dialogue and love to hear everybody's opinion. Not because we turn no one's opinion away. We don't. Whether it's for or against, we still let everyone have their opinion. We really do. However, you know, there's some individuals, once they make their point, they won't shut up. They won't respect anybody else's time to speak. And once that happens, the turn throws everything into chaos. And we just don't hear anybody anymore because everybody's trying to talk at one time. Well, don't do that, please. That is just not a good thing. It causes chaos and nobody's being heard. Even if you have a great point that, you know, the rest of us may want to hear, we can't understand what you're saying because everybody's talking at one time. So with that being said, please do not talk over each other, okay? I know it sounds good in principle, but we're going to have to make it work in reality. Y'all know where that comes from, the ones that listen. Okay, anyway, so please, we don't talk over each other. We like to hear everyone's opinion, okay? Make the response short and sweet. You know, sometimes we go a little overboard when the way we trying to explain things when they just really need to be yes, no. I thought about that. I didn't do that. I don't like that. Understand? Well, some people go on a 10-minute rant about nothing. Well, let's do all a favor. Stop ranting, okay? Say what you got to say and let someone else respond. Too easy, right? I would think so, but sometimes it's not. But that's okay. We're gonna cut that down, too. Oh, Lord. Bama Bendy says, my money is on. They are going to talk over each other. yeah, Bendy, I know. But you know what? While they talk, you may hear sudden silence also. That means everybody is not hearing anyone now but me. So, I think it's going to happen too, Bendy. I do. Not for long, though. And, of course, the big thing, the big no-no, no personal attacks. You know, when you attack someone because we're talking, that's never a good thing. That shows that either you don't know what you're talking about or you're just not mature enough to take criticism, you know, or to disagree with someone, you know, without taking it personally. So then you want to attack someone. Well, don't attack anybody, damn it. Don't do that. Okay, it's not happening. We're not allowing it. We're not. Now, you can attack what they're saying. You can attack the subject. But do not attack the individual themselves. It's just that simple. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Now, of course, if anyone violates any of these guidelines, you know, I will not hesitate to mute you on the spot. And when I mute you, you may hear sound, something that goes like, yeah, but, you know, I'm really trying to lay off the taser a little bit. I really am. But the more I try and lay off and be a little lenient, they take me to the brink, you know. why do people try on other people like that? Why do they think that they're niceness is a part of the weakness that they want to try and take advantage of? Because in the words of my fellow friends back in the day, I ain't the one. That's right, I said I ain't. For those who want to say he's not speaking grammatically correct, damn right I'm not. I ain't. I know it's Monday, y'all. Hey, let's lighten up. I know it's the first day back the week from a long, nice, warm weekend, and everybody, you know, hope everybody had a wonderful church service yesterday for those that attended. And for those that didn't attend, hey, you got Wednesday night or Tuesday night or Monday night, however y'all do your little, you know, midweek service. Check it out, man. You may actually learn something. All right. Anyway, guess 1870, thank you for joining us today. But now that I have all that out of the way, we have the the normal particulars out the way. Let's get on, y'all. Let's get on with Let's Talk today here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. If you want to join the conversation, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. And just so you know, you don't have to actually speak. You can call and just listen. You can just listen. Yeah. You know, you only speak unless you want to. Press 1 day when you want to join the conversation. So if you just want to listen live to the show live, 347-838-8622. You can email me during the show at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, I'm always checking that one out also. And there is also my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Yes, yeah, so we have all those great things that's there. All right, 111, I see you out there bright and early. I'll get to you in a minute. Of course, you know we got to do the song of the day first before I let anybody on the air. Because sometimes, see, y'all be going too far. Y'all won't let me get my song of the day and, and quote of the day in. So I'm just going to have to let y'all let you wait for a moment. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere. Speaking of the song of the day, man, you know, I was thinking and I was like, what could be a good scent start for a Monday? As far as the song of the day. And the more I searched, the more I looked, I kept coming up with Friends. You know, I don't know why, you know, maybe somebody need to understand what the true meaning of a friend is, huh? I don't know, but that kept popping up in my head. And once that did, I went looking at songs, and one song stood out to me also. And we're going to play that song right now. And, it is Why Can't We Be Friends by War. So I see y'all in about 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Why can't we be friends? why can't we be friends?
All right, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends, y'all? We all trying to strive for the same thing, right? But we just, all of us just can't be friends. I don't care. Maybe it's just the human nature type of thing, the competitiveness of it all. Man, y'all tripping today. Y'all tripping today. All right, all right, all right, all right. Of course, that was the song of the day, Why Can't We Be Friends, by War. You know, War made some good songs back in the day. Y'all may want to go and check some of the songs out because they were pretty good, pretty good. All right, now, let's get on with the quote of the day. The quote of the day is, don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Just walk beside me and be my friend. Isn't that deep, man? Huh? That's deep. Not deep. And, you know, the thing about it, that was by Albert Camus, who was a French Nobel Prize winning author, journalist, and philosopher. And that makes a lot of sense, man. You know, as a friend, I don't need you in front of me. I don't need you behind me. You know, a friend was hang out by you, be by your side no matter what. As they used to say back in the day, you need them ride or die friends. You know, you don't need these fair weather friends that come and go depending on what your financial status is. That's right. You don't need that. You want them ride or die friends, the ones going to stay with you through thick and thin, you know, no matter what, they're going to be hanging out with you. And that's the great part about it. That is the great part about it. Now, with that being said, that was the song of the day and the quote of the day. Now what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, and so we can go on to get this conversation started, because you know what? I'm waiting for this one. So let's see who we have online. Hey, happy Monday to you. Welcome, Joe. What's happening with you?
Hey, is this the place where I can rant and talk all over people?
No.
No?
No. Why would you want to do that, Joe? Come on, man.
Sometimes it's fun.
No, sometimes it's fun. I guess it depends on who you're talking to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? Your timer says you only have an hour show. Are you sure you put it on for an hour or 2 hours?
I put it on for 2 hours.
All right. Now your home page says you only got, the remainder of the hour left.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Mm. It's crazy. But we'll still be here. Trust me. I always check that twice before I put it out there. Yeah. So what's going on, Joe? How was your weekend?
Not bad. It's nice and quiet the way I like it. Nice and harmonious and no outrageous noise and no outrageous behavior. So that's the way I like it.
That's the way you like it. What about any floods? Y'all got any flood going on up there in Montana?
Floods? Nah.
Oh, okay. You know, I know y'all get a lot of snow during the year, so I'm just wondering.
You know what? It's more mild and temperate up here than people realize.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There are times when it snows more than other people's states, but other times it doesn't. And in the wintertime, it's not quite as cold for as long as people think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good temperature, good people, good climate, good environment. So then you know the government's going to have to come along and fuck it up.
But you couldn't wait to get that party.
No, hell no. You kidding me? Me and the government, we're tight. Yep.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm sure you are. You know, I placed an article on my webpage for the show earlier this morning about how the government, the CIA, has been sending money to Afghanistan, you know, for the past 10 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, undercover, you know, trying to, I guess they're calling it bribery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, Afghanistan calling it, what they're calling it, donations or helping, you know, helping out.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're going to try to tell the truth about it. But, yeah, I put that out there. I may have thought about that when you said the government. because the government, yeah, they do some things for you.
Yeah, they do. And they always do it under the guise of they're trying to help you, trying to keep you safe, and people buy it, and then I'm fearful for America.
Really?
I am. I don't think there's much hope.
Well.
Anyway, you got your topic about something in Colorado.
Yeah, I got something going on about that too, but that's going to be in a little bit.
Okay.
That's going to be a little bit. Well, first, what I got on the slate is an NBA player. Jason Collins comes out. NBA player becomes first openly gay professional male athlete in major sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's come out as being gay. Said, I didn't set out to be the first openly gay athlete playing in a major American team sport, but since I am happy to start a conversation. I wish I wasn't the kid in the classroom raising his hand and saying I'm different. If I had my way, someone else would have already done this. Nobody has, which is why I'm raising my hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, you know, this goes back to the Super Bowl when the 49ers player Chris Culliver,
mm-hmm.
you know, told a reporter that he would not welcome gay players in the NFL or on his team.
Right.
So now this NBA player comes out as in, you know.
Yeah,
I'm gay.
Basically,
he said, I am a 34-year-old NBA center. I'm black and I'm gay. Just that simple.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm sure some of the teammates probably knew anyway.
Yeah, I think so. But do you think it's time to get that out in the open now? Do you really believe, you know, we're at the point to where they can come out? Of course, we already know there are some people that just, you know, homophobic. We realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think the majority of the nation is ready?
I think the younger people will. The older people might not give a rat's ass, and the people who are in their 40s and 50s, they might object to it. But the younger people, because of all the liberal education that's going around in school, they'll accept it more than anybody else will.
Hmm. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. What about, okay, I see what you're saying. What? Okay, let's say, how about if he had never seen anything and people already knew it anyway, so, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, is he opening himself, what I'm asking, is he opening himself up for a lot of scrutiny and, you know, putting on microscope when he really didn't have to? You know, could he have just said, okay, I'm going
to
remain?
I'd have to question the motivation. Why is this guy doing it now? What motivated him?
Well, basically he said, you know, I guess he's tired of just tired of being in what you call it?
Being in the closet.
Huh?
Being in the closet.
Right.
Yeah, but
I mean, apparently his teammates knew. A lot of his teammates knew already.
Uh-huh.
So I guess he said if he can be accepted by his teammates, and he's played for multiple teams now. He played for Washington now, but this not. I mean, he's played for Atlanta, Boston.
Oh well, yeah, but with
and
the couple,
so mm-hmm. yeah. So I mean, do you think somebody pushed him up to it?
I don't know. Possibly because you know somebody has to be the first.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly somebody pushed him out there because I don't understand why anybody would just do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
The first one will probably get, you could either get a hero's welcome or you get, you'll be exposed to a lot of scrutiny and a lot of criticism. So the first one is going to be the lightning rod.
Mm-hmm.
And the people after that, not so much. But that's why I'm asking, what's his motivation? Why now? If he was already in the closet and he wasn't making any waves, then why come out when he doesn't have to? I mean, you know, unless somebody caught him with another guy, why would he bother to come out?
Mm. I don't know. That's a good question. I guess more to follow on that one.
Yeah.
More to follow. Hold on. I got Goofy in the house. Let me bring him on the line.
All right.
Goofy, what's going on, man? Happy Monday to you.
Gentlemen, happy Monday. And I got a really can you guys hear me right?
Yeah,
hey, Goofy, you're fine.
Well, what benefit does this guy get? Only that he's the cover of, what, Sports Illustrated? I mean, you know, you know, people, you know, are gay, whoop-de-doo. But for them to come out of the closet, it's like they want some big old huge presidential ceremony. And, you know, they wanted to, you know, just let it be known, as they so-called say. Who gives a shit? That's like a virgin, you know, telling somebody that, hey, I'm a virgin and I'm going to be a virgin forever. Who cares? Why does it, well, what does the American people have to really seriously get so, you know, aroused? Because I'm telling you, they're aroused that this is the first supposedly claimed gay professional sports player in the world. But I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a circus. These gay people, they come out and, you know, they want, you know, the red carpet for them. You know, it's stupid. Who gives a shit? You know, that's your life. Whoop-de-doo.
You
know what I mean?
Goofy. Yeah, you know what, Goofy? You said something there that just popped in my mind. Maybe that's it. Maybe, you know, because, you know, being the first, he's going to get some endorsement deals, you know, and maybe his NBA career's become, you know, getting kind of short now. And so, you know, he wants another way of making money. Being the first professional to come out, hey, that's endorsement deals, you know, from, you know, that maybe that's a reason.
I think it's a circus, to be honest with you. I mean, for real, like, you know, back in the days when, like, people came out, it was, like, you know, supposed to be a shocker. If this guy, you know, his teammates knew, I mean, that's not really a shock. You know what I mean? It's like if somebody already watched the movie, and then I'm over here, you know, trying to watch it, and they're telling me the movie while I'm watching it. You know, that sucks. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point? But I just hate that these people that they, you know, they're gay, yeah. I'm sorry. You know, that's them. They're gay. But for them to come out of the closet and want a presidential, you know, parade for them, I think it's completely stupid. You don't get no special treatments because you're gay. What, you get a 20% discount at every store because you're gay? I mean, get the fuck out of here. Seriously, it's nothing.
It's nothing. Okay. It's nothing. I don't know. Maybe he just felt now was the time, since everybody's been steady, you know, doing it. You notice the story on Manti Te'o has kind of died out also.
Yeah.
Of course. Because it was stupid. I mean, it was a good laugh. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a great laugh. But, I mean, there's nothing more to report on that. I mean... We knew, you know, what led to the, you know, we knew it all, you know, and it's not fun no more when we know it all, you know what I mean? Like I was saying, for this guy, he's coming out right now, you know, all his teammates already knew, so it's like, why didn't you come out back then? Why all of a sudden?
Yeah, I think you got a good point, Goof. He may, because I don't know, I haven't heard about it until I came on the show now. So he may just be coming out in order to get some kind of glory, because is this, I don't even know this guy. So is this guy?
Yeah, I've never heard of him in my life. So it's like,
this guy's not a first tier player. So this guy probably is trying to seek publicity. He's a bench warmer. Probably. He's probably trying to get publicity by being gay.
I guess they're trying to get their perks out of it, huh?
Yeah. Hey, that reminds me, I got a show for you, Eric. I was thinking about that some time back.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be a bench warmer on a championship team and have nobody know who the fuck you are? Or would you rather be a Hall of Famer and never win a championship?
Now, that one's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
You know, being in sports, it's all about your name.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get your name out there, you're really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, shit, I would love to win a championship, even if I didn't have to do shit for it. So, I don't know. That's kind of hard.
You know, that is what the purpose of playing the game is, to win championships. I mean, that's why you play.
But if you're only playing, let's say you're in the NBA, you only average 2 minutes a game, and you don't contribute shit.
Yeah, that's not contributing. That's just, you know, you're just the player that they needed to complete their roster.
You got to fill out the roster. That's all you are. You're a player that has to fill out the roster.
I mean, let's look at it like this. Bill Walton is a perfect example. You know, he won championships in college. When we got to the NBA, he really didn't do nothing, but he made it into the Hall of Fame.
No, he was a great player.
No, he was not.
I think he played for Seattle, and Seattle won a championship.
He played for Portland.
Portland, and Portland won a championship.
But he wasn't the reason why they won.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He and that guy Johnson, they both were responsible for winning the championship.
No, Bill Walton was not.
Yes, he was. He was the starting center.
Okay.
Hey, Joe's on it. You can't get him today.
Joe must have really liked Bill Walton.
No, I thought he was just. I thought he just followed in the shadow of Kareem. But I mean, you were right about his being a great college player. He had 88 games at UCLA. That's why.
Well, he didn't have that 88 games went some decades. You know, went through a few players, but anyway, he was an average center in the NBA. He really was. There was nothing special about him.
I think he scored double figures in points, and I think his rebounds were about 9 or 10, almost double figures. That isn't too
okay. When he played the lower tier teams, yeah, but once he got up against the boys like Kareem and Moses Malone and Daryl Dawkins, no, he wasn't
Dawkins
angry.
Dawkins sucked.
That's it.
Come on, geez. Dawkins? He never lived up to his potential.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, he broke backboards first.
He never lived up. He was like the first Kobe Bryant. He was the first guy drafted out of high school, I think.
No, he didn't do shit. That was
Siegfried.
No, I want. It's not Moses Malone.
It's
Webster, a guy not named Webster. Yeah,
Moses was an overachiever. Moses was only about 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah, but Moses had the body and the position to make things work.
Well, if you want to talk like that, then Dennis Rodman was absolutely the best.
Of course.
How tall is Dennis Rodman?
6'7".
He's 6'7", yeah.
Yeah, somewhere up in there,
Seven. And that guy, for 8 years in a row, let's say 6 years in a row, he was the NBA's leading rebounder, 18 rebounds a game.
That's called natural ability and a knack for the ball. You know, you can't coach that. That's something you cannot coach.
Mm-hmm.
You can't coach that.
He was a great team player, but nobody ever gave that guy credit because he was a nut job.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's what it takes.
Well, when you're the best, your ego gets to you. Trust me. Look at me. I mean, shit.
Yeah, goof.
I'm dead serious. That guy is great. He was great. And yet they still, you know, they don't always say, oh, that's, you know, a Hall of Famer Dennis Rodman. No, that's just Dennis Rodman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they'll address other people like, oh, that's Hall of Famer, you know, or Larry Bird or, you know, Magic Johnson. But when they look at him, they're, oh, that's just Dennis Rodman.
Well, he was unfortunate enough. See, this guy was not a bench warmer. He was a guy that had to follow in the footsteps of not only Jordan, but Pippen. He was in the shadow. But he was.
Yeah. And Horace Grant, because Horace Grant went to
Chicago.
No. This is when he was in Chicago. Horace Grant went to, I think, Orlando.
Yeah,
and
Orlando.
That's when they got Rodman. But, yeah, I mean, that guy had a, you know, it was an all-star cast, but, I mean, every player count, you know, made the team what the team was.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There wasn't anybody ever won a championship without having at least two Hall of Famers on that goddamn squad. Nobody. And I always considered Will Chamberlain to be the best player ever.
Okay, Wilt Chamberlain was before his time. That's only person he had to battle with.
I don't want to hear that. They say that shit about him all the time. He was 7'2", 290 pounds.
Yeah,
And he played for the Harlem Globetrotters. He could beat out anybody still.
I said the only competition he had was Bill Russell.
He had I forgot that other guy's name, 6'11" guy. Yeah, had him. But if he played in today's game, he'd still be great. Everybody thinks he just dunked over people. Nobody ever saw him when he had that fadeaway jump shot off the glass. That was his shot.
That was his shot.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I agree with Benny. Jabbar was the man.
Kareem was was unstoppable with that skyhook. That was an amazing shot.
Exactly. I used to use that when I was a kid. I'm like, whoop. I used to get good at it too. It's surprising how accurate it is. But anyway, okay. So the question is, I guess we asking, what is the motivation behind the basketball player coming out and saying he's gay? And I guess we will only find out about that later on. Because I know it's going to be more asked about it and what have you. So, hey, Goofy, let me ask you: if he was your teammate, would that bother you?
Hell yeah, it would.
Why?
Because I am taking a shower. Then I got to worry about, is this guy looking at my thing? You know what I mean? It's like, that's something you don't want to ever have in your mind, that, you know, one of the, you know, a player that, you know, you're playing, you know, ball with, you're going to think that this guy may be having thoughts of sleeping with you.
But isn't that like being stereotypical?
No, that's just being on your P's and Q's. I mean, you know, gays aren't always the nicest people in the world. Just because they're gay doesn't mean they're nice.
That's right.
You know, I've seen a lot of people telling me stories that, you know, gays have totally, you know, like, say if they're, you know, pissing, like, you know, at a urinal or something, you know, one of my friends told me that a gay guy looked at him and said, "Nice package." And my friend punched him. You know?
Okay. What kind of club was your friend in?
No. It wasn't a club. This was like a restaurant.
Hmm. Well,
and you know, it comes with its territory. Like I tell my sister all the time, because my sister's gay,
uh-huh.
And you know, there's some people that don't like her, and you know, she always, you know, sits here and, you know, twiddles her thumbs and wonders why. And I told her, hey, you gotta, you know, if you want to be what, you know, the gay people are, you gotta, you know, wear whatever comes with it. Wear the jacket that comes with it. You know, you're going to have people not liking you. You know, you're going to have people that, you know, that are so disgusted of what you do. You're going to have people that love you, you know, that are on your side. You know what I mean? It's being gay is not different than being a human being. I mean, look at me. I'm a gang member. When I was growing up in school, everyone, oh, you're stupid Mexican. You don't know nothing. But yet I had a 3.25 grade point average, and then, oh, right away, they wanted to kick me out of the schools because they thought that, oh, I'm a smart one. I'm recruiting other kids to be in gangs, and they don't want no part of that. So they would used to ship me to different schools because they feared because I was smart. And I told my mom millions of years ago that we should have sued the school district, because I'm telling you, this is how they thought. I should have just been the stupid ass that didn't do my homework, and everything would have been fine and dandy. But once, I was the top of my class, I was in a committee where, you know, we would, you know, debate. You know, I was the number one debater, you know, and then people just started, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, what is this? What is he going to do next? You know, they had that fear, that stereotype, that type. But, hey, that's how people think. And, you know, being who you are, you have to wear whatever, you know, your ancestors or whatever, you know, crap that came with whatever put on whoever is stereotyping you.
Mm.
It don't matter.
All right, then. Oh, let me bring Lo in. Lo been waiting about 7 minutes. Let me get him in here. All right, Mr. Lo, what's happening, man? Happy Monday to you.
Shalom, brothers. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. I'm doing good.
Glad to hear it. Almost a good answer there, Goofy Ball. Almost. I really did like the part where you said you have to wear the jacket that comes with it. I like that part, you know. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
But yeah. But, you know, and I do agree that I wouldn't want a teammate like that. And, you know, people can call it whatever they want to. That's my preference. I prefer not to be around people like that. I don't hate anybody because I'm not going to give you that to help send me to hell. But, you know, like I said, I mean, if I know if it's a tiger on the loose, I'm not going outside looking for him. You know what I'm saying? So I just choose to feel the way I feel about that.
Hmm.
Can I throw something else in? It's
sure.
Like everybody concentrates on their feelings. It's like, oh, you can't have an opinion. Right away, you're what do they call it? I forgot what they call it, but it's like, you know, I forgot what it's called. But see, don't do drugs, kid, because you'll end up like me. You'll forget things. But it's like we can't have an opinion on how we feel because those people are so special. You know what I mean? It's like, say if I hate Joe, I just hate Joe because I just hate him. But yet, if Joe was gay and I hate him, oh, now I hate gays. You know what I mean? It's like you can't have an opinion about a damn thing.
That's what they call a defensive mechanism. There's like a buffering system there, regardless of whatever the situation calls for. The person that you feel this way about will be protected. That's all it is. And these things are set up strategically for that purpose. You know, I was listening to a guy that's an actor. He said that he was, kind of halfway around about propositioned before, by, you know, a couple of guys that were also actors, you know, and to trying to have sex with them. And he was like, you know, hey, I don't swing that way or whatever, but they never really pressured him. And his career didn't just take all the way off, like, as opposed to some other people that he know. And he said out of his own mouth, if you say anything against the gay people, your career is history, which is very true in that, you know, in that spectrum. You know, it is very true.
I mean, people, like, look at that last Super Bowl, that 49er player.
Yeah.
He said, oh, there's no gays in our locker room. And, you know, right away, you know, he was, like, public enemy number one. I mean, that guy got so much, news press.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this guy coming out of the, you know, that he's gay. He's getting so much news press. You know what I mean? It's like
this,
the gay
this
thing
is
like
popular.
Yeah,
right.
It's like popular. It's like a drama. It's like people want to see yet the people who hate gays, but people want to see the people who love gays.
The people,
and it's a tug of war.
The people only want to keep drama going, and they only want people to embrace that lifestyle. If you don't embrace it, then you might as well hang out there on the cross alone by yourself. You know, I've already said before, I'll stand on the island all to myself, and that'll be fine with me. Everybody else can feel how they want to feel. You know, I came in alone, I'm going to leave out alone. So,
amen to that, Lo. Amen to that.
I mean, man, you know, I mean, if you call, you know, you call yourself a grown-ass man, and you don't stand on anything, you know, whatever way the wind blows, then you're living for nothing, you know. Just because it's the popular end thing to do right now, it's the thing to be accepted right now, you know.
I know.
I listened to and I was glad that I listened to it. On one of my social media sites, somebody sent me a link to this rapper, Scarface. He's been in the industry a long time, and he said out of his own mouth, he said, you know, the face of hip-hop is slowly doing the same thing that rock and roll did. He said rock and roll, the face of rock and roll was Chuck Berry in the beginning. And you know, now it's some white guy, you know.
The face of rock and roll was Bill Haley in the Comets. It wasn't Chuck Berry.
Well, whoever. It was a black man.
No, it wasn't. Bill Haley was the guy to put
okay, well,
rock
you
and
know
roll
what? You know what? You taking up for this bullshit, but you ain't had a damn thing to say prior, so
fuck that Chuck Berry bullshit. Chuck Berry came along after, like Muddy Waters.
Okay,
Chuck Berry did not put it on the map.
Okay, well, now I'm talking about the Furious Five who put rap on the map, and now you got people saying that Eminem and people like that are the face of hip-hop.
Eminem's the greatest rapper in the world.
Eminem's
Stop
a good
my
rapper.
American dick.
Eminem is a good rapper.
I'm sorry. No, I mean...
the thing is this. What I'm saying is, you know, all in all, they're changing the face of what society is supposed to accept or trying to anyway.
Yeah.
And if you disagree with anything that's said, then you are seen to be the outcast, you know. You know, you'll get someone like, and he'll be here soon, I'm sure. You'll get someone like Michael that's went all the way in and decided, hey, you know, any and everything is A-okay. It's just great. And then, you know, you'll get someone such as myself that is a thinking man, a real thinking man, and I'll say it's not okay. And I'm not discriminating against anyone. Discrimination is when you say, hey, you're black. You're not coming over here to live. No, we don't want black people. Now,
I don't want black people.
I don't want whatever the hell you are living beside me either.
You know what? And I wouldn't disagree with you.
That's why I'm considering moving right now, because I live around too many white people or whatever you are.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
God.
But don't take it wrong. Hey, don't take me wrong, though, Joe. I do like white. I even have a white car, so don't take it wrong.
That's okay.
Oh, I thought you were finna say that ultimate line.
Yeah, I got a white friend.
A white friend.
Yeah.
I went hang out with
him. I have a white friend.
I got a white friend. Hey, I even drink milk.
Oh,
man, but if you can count how many black people have been to your home, there's a problem. Or black or white in my case. You know, and this just happens to be quote unquote one of those Negro shows, so we can just go ahead and say it like it is.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, that's not
all right,
my
hold on, let me bring Vernon in.
Yeah, where there's one cuz, there's the other.
Damn right.
What's up, Lo? I mean, what's up, Vernon?
What's going
hey,
on,
Vern.
Gentlemen?
Hello, Vern.
What up, cuz?
What's up,
hey,
what's going on? Hey, I'm gearing up, man. I'm putting on my Black Panther Brigade.
Well, yeah, you're in the right company with your cousin.
What's the topic today? We having a revolution?
We're talking about the first professional athlete.
Hold on, before you say anything else, Mr.
Eric, hold on.
Okay, go ahead, Lo. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this.
I want everybody to hear your answer before he actually say what's going on. Because I'm going to ask you a question. Now, how would you feel if all them time you, me, and everybody else was in the locker room together, you know they had a punk in there? How would you feel about that?
You talking to me?
I'm talking directly to you.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with no punk being in the locker room, you know, while I'm in there.
There you go.
Professional basketball player came out and admitted he was gay. Okay, but let me ask you this question, Vernon, since Lona put his little twist on it. I'm going to ask you this question. What if you had been playing with him on the whole time before you find out he was gay? Then what?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Eric, but shit changed when the truth is known.
Yeah, I want that something around me.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all gone. He probably been in there being an old meat watcher, man.
What I tell you?
Okay.
Now, is this guy actually still in the NBA or?
Yes, he plays for the Washington Wizards.
I thought he was a free agent. I thought he was a free agent.
No, he's still playing for them.
Well, yeah. Till the end of the season, then he's a free agent or what?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody going to pick him up. Hell no. You can keep that.
Well, like I said before, that may have been, well, you know, that may have been the motivation. He know after he come out, nobody's going to put him on the roster.
That's true.
So he has to get endorsements from somewhere
That's
else.
True. And then he can claim discrimination if nobody picks him, right?
He can't claim anything.
He probably wouldn't sue all the teams. He would sue the NBA, period.
Well, like I said, I mean, you got guys that go and become free agents and never get picked up, you know?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If he's so, cause that's like putting a woman in the men's locker room, right?
Okay.
They did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did that. And she was fine. It's all outside. She was a Spanish chick. And a couple of guys, you know, made a pass at her, and she took offense to it. This happened football, I think, like last year.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. The fucking broad gets all upset because somebody makes a fucking pass at her and she wants to make a name for herself. That's what the fucking trouble is about putting fucking broads in the locker room. They don't belong in the fucking locker room.
Okay, oh, boy. Okay. Yeah.
Now, look. This particular gay man happens to be a female now because he doesn't, you know, he doesn't like females. He likes men. So why would you have him in the same locker room with other men?
I'm disagreeing with that. He's still a man. I guess the guy
would. He's still a man. I don't care if you cut him off and cut a split between his legs. He's still a man.
Yeah, he's still a man.
But that's just the thing to me. And pardon the expression if any ladies is listening. But he's a bitch.
I think the question Goofy is asking
is now that he's gay. Will there have to be separate a fucking accommodations?
No, because he's still a man.
Well, you want to bet?
Jack, now, just like everybody's saying, now, this song going in there, dick watching, and hell, you know, he lied, you know.
People may not want him in there now.
They have an option then. They can shower there. Shower before he gets in, shower after he leaves.
I bet you there'll be a fucking lawsuit sometime soon.
Huh?
I bet you there'll be a lawsuit about something real soon.
I bet it will, too.
Y'all said he's going to be a free agent this year, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, hell, he's still going to be on TV. I mean, they're going to put him on there. He's going to
Yeah, he's going to be on Letterman. Right. He's going to be on Leno. You know, the funny thing is that this is, like I said, it's a circus stunt. I mean, you're supposed to be, I'm not gay, but I mean, if you're something, you know, you're coming out of the closet, you're supposed to be proud. That's supposed to be like a fucking, you know what, a nice day for you because you don't have nothing to worry about. But yet if you're going to throw yourself in the media and fucking sit here and try to get a free penny off of you becoming gay, I mean, this is fucking stupid. I mean, somebody should throw a pie in this fucking guy's face. That is so ridiculous. He should be ashamed of himself. And other gay people should beat the shit out of him because all those other gay people who came out, they didn't get the royal treatment like this fucking guy's getting. So... It's stupid to me, man.
Like I said, Tiki Barber went out and he was married and he went out and he didn't marry Shaquita because if he'd have married Shaquita, they'd have never put it on TV. And he never got fired from ESPN. He went out and married some little Oriental chick and he wound up cheating on her with a little young white girl that worked there at ESPN. And he wound up leaving his wife for her. They wound up firing Tiki Barber, saying that, you know, he broke one of his moral clauses Now, the thing about that is, this guy here, he's going to come out and, he's supposed to be gay and all this and all that. I mean, some people say that there are morals against being gay, so what about those people? And you know he'll wind up on, like Vernon said, he'll wind up on TV some kind of way. So what are the clauses, what are morals and clauses for that?
Shit, you know what, America's the land of the free. We're eligible to do whatever we want. But, I mean, capitalizing off of your, what would you call that? Would you genetic defect or something? I mean,
I'll call that being under a strong delusion is what I'll call that. That's exactly what that is. If you're a grown-ass man and you think it's okay for another man to put his penis anywhere about your person.
Man, don't make me
wrong.
Puke right now.
All right.
But
all
hell,
right.
Let's call it what it is now. See, that's the problem. You want to.
Like I said, you
got to
wear the jacket. You got to wear the jacket.
You got to wear the jacket, huh?
Absolutely.
Got to wear the jacket.
You know, people.
The thing is,
they try to clean too much stuff up in this country and make it look cute. They dress it up and try to make it look cute.
Mm.
I mean, hell, you look at. And these guys that I work with, for the most part, I don't know why they like these reality shows. Anytime you come into break room, mostly they got one on, and I like this show. This guy, it's a man on this show that's doing all these ladies' hair and clothes and all of this stuff, and he's more feminine than they are. Instead of saying, oh, we have a man that's actually good at doing hair and makeup and all of this stuff, he's not, nothing more than just another woman on the show, the way he carries him, the way he carries around. They making it cute, making it pretty, making it acceptable. And it's not.
Speaking of that, I'm going to tell you guys a secret. Years ago, when I was just bored out of my fucking life, in my 20s, I wanted to go to the fucking that college because I wanted to learn how to put makeup on chicks and learn how to do their hair because I figured, shit, if I did all that, I would fuck all the broads in the fucking world. But then next thing you know, I see a bunch of fruits going into those things and, all the men that become those things, they ended up being gay. I don't want no people to be looking at me like I'm gay, so fuck that.
Goofy.
I went away from that.
Goofy. If a man has ever did a woman's hair and been good at doing a woman's hair, he always been a punk. So he didn't just come out a punk from going in there.
Well, shit.
I don't agree with that.
Let me tell you something. I fuck a lot of women.
Yeah.
And some of these women, they don't know how to put their makeup on. And it's sad when I got to tell them, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. Put some fucking shit on here. Look, doll yourself up. Come on now. You're with me. I'm no fucking, lousy ass fucking dirty punk off the street. Fuck no. At least you're with me. At least you could have some fucking class, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, no.
If a man can do a woman's hair, he's just skilled. I mean, if he ain't gay,
yeah.
That don't necessarily make him gay.
Shit, I looked at it as like, fuck, a lot of women do their hair. Shit, a lot of fucking fine-ass bras. Shit. I could keep them on the side and shit, and get paid, and do their hair, and get laid. I mean, shit, so many different things by that job. But see,
okay, how you gonna look up in the beauty shop doing hair? You,
girl, if I had the skill to do women's hair, I would do it, man. You know how much they pay to do a woman's hair?
I don't give a damn about that.
You know how much money women spend to get their hair done?
$200 for.
Here he goes selling himself for 30 pieces of silver.
I didn't say nothing about feminizing myself. I said I would do their hair if I could. I ain't trying to get all feminized.
So if a man does a woman hair, that makes him feminine?
No, they don't make him feminine, man.
No, but see, when I went to the college to, like, register and all that stuff, every guy there was gay. And that's when I felt like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to be in this shit because they're going to right away think I'm gay. Fuck that. You know what I mean? It's like, I've never seen, you know, well, see, this is before I even walked into a salon, and, you know, I just thought of the idea, like, fuck, that would be great, but, you know, fuck. You see, guys.
That wouldn't have made you gay, though, because you did women hair, though.
Well, man, like I said, me personally, I don't want to learn how to do no woman's hair, and really, I don't want no woman cutting my hair at the barbershop.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what about a man that can cook?
A man that can cook?
Yeah.
Don't everybody got to eat?
Well, no, no, though. Don't everybody got to get their hair done?
What, do every man have to get a washing set? That's what I'm asking you. Yes.
Do every man have to get a what?
A washing set.
Hey, whatever. So in this day and age, yeah, majority of them do, yeah. But you have to look at it this – no, you see, you're looking at it the wrong – you have to look at it this way. If it pays the bill, I'm going to do it. I don't care what the hell you think about me. If, as long as I know I'm straight, I'm straight. If it's paying the bills, brother, I'm doing it.
That's
you know,
I'm
long as it fits within my moral and value house, I'm doing it. I give a damn what anybody thinks.
Yeah. And I know you ain't, and that's you being a man. And you know you're not gay.
And I know I'm not gay.
But hell, I used to try to do my daughter's hair when she was younger, but, you know, to no avail. I mean, I won't lie. Vernon did a damn good job at his stepdaughter head one time. Damn good job.
Wasn't nothing good, girl.
Big old
hard-ass
pins and all.
It was either let her go out looking like anything with me. You know, I didn't want her looking like that.
I know, right? That's right.
I want her looking cute.
Mm-hmm.
But little girl, just. No, I had nothing. I had seen my mama do it enough times. I quickly caught on to that.
There you go, Vernon. See,
that wasn't that good, that brother.
So I mean, I can guarantee
you ain't gay.
Well, okay. Well, I just asked you, why you never went up to Miss Booker house and watched her while she was pressing women's hair and all this and all that, since you're so good at heads. You know, you could have made some hair, made some money. Matter of fact, hell, if I remember right, you was a pretty good damn barber, shit. So you might have the touch of doing beautician crap.
Yeah, but shit. I imagined all the pussy I was gonna get from fucking all those old ladies doing their hair and shit like that.
you know how many barbers it is in this area, man. Hell, it.
Everybody got a car wash and everybody got a barber shop. Yeah, that's true too. Nowadays you can have your car truck parked at work. They'll come to your job and wash your car at the job.
Oh yeah.
Well, ain't that something? Man. They sure do.
Yeah.
All right, next topic. I got another topic that I want you to hear y'all opinion. Let's see what we got. Yes, yeah, y'all have to close down listening to y'all. 3 years after banning paddling, the Marion, Vernon, we lost Vernon, y'all. I'm sure he'll be back. Marion County School Board agreed Tuesday to let elementary school principals resume the practice of punishing misbehaving students. Paddling can only be used in elementary schools and only if a parent gives a standing written approval once a year. In addition, the principal must receive verbal permission before paddling the child, and a student can be paddled just once a semester. What y'all feel about that?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you right now. You can do it or you can't. I wish it was back then in my time where they'd fucking paddle my ass, because I would have been a more, you know, suitable young man coming up. Because nowadays, I mean, I was a little ruckus little kid growing up, and I see all these kids nowadays the same way. Shit, I pray to God that they don't turn out to be like me, because fuck. these kids need discipline nowadays, and I wish like most schools would be like military schools, show these kids moral values. All these kids care about is stupid video games and what's on TV. Shit. They're not accomplishing anything. I remember when kids used imaginations. Remember kids would get in a cardboard box and imagine it was an airplane. You don't see that no more. All you see is these dumb kids on their little scooters, their little, PlayStation, little video handheld games and all this crap. Little spoiled-ass little kids that are going to grow up and not know, you know, you got to pay bills. You got to do this, and you know you got to structure your life in order to survive the way whatever money is thrown at you, and I mean by getting a paycheck. But see, these
kids,
I pray for them, man. I pray for them, man.
I got a question for Lo.
Yeah,
is he still here?
Yeah, he's still here.
If you were a fashion designer. And you knew how to make women.
Listen to me.
I got cut off a while ago because my phone went dead. If you was a fashion designer and you knew how to do nice, real nice women clothes, and you knew how to do nice women clothes, would you limit yourself to only doing men clothes just because of your sexuality? Because of your pride? Because that's what it's about, pride.
You can call it what you want to, like I said, because of my sexuality. Me, personally, like I said, I don't have any ties with that. Let a woman make women clothes. Yes.
Let me tell you something, Vernon. You look at a woman and a man. Those are two markets right there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You will accumulate the same amount of money from each market by putting men's and women's clothes out there.
That's my thing.
And you know what?
Okay, that's fine.
Money is what you're trying to get when you're in business.
Is that the only main object?
Okay.
Is that what I do? No.
Can we get back to where we were?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. My bad. Go ahead. Where were we?
I'm sorry. I just had to throw my two cents in.
Yeah, I know. I saw it was going getting off a little bit. So we
go
back where we were
going. You got to get money in this motherfucking world.
Yeah, they start back paddling. But the thing about that is, man, either you're going to paddle or either you're going to whoop ass or you're not. There ain't no such thing as, oh, well, they can only get one paddling a semester. No. You didn't get one whooping every month or every two or three months when you did something. So what is that? the same old garbage, politically correct bull crap that people are just trying to bring in paddling just a little bit. You know, either you're going to enforce it or you're not. You know, see, to me, I equate that to the parents nowadays that are the best buddies. You know, you can't be the parent and the best buddy.
Mm.
But it's people that are darn sure trying.
They do sure trying, huh?
Yeah.
But I think on the paddling, I think they should record it so, you know, you don't get no stories like, you know, the kids say, oh, the principal, he beat me, you know what I mean? And you'll have some
You bring up a good. You bring up a very good point, Goofy. You bring up a very good point.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Would
that
be considered a violation of their rights, though?
Why would a parent want to allow any principal or teacher to pick up some sort of fucking flat-ass bat and hit the fucking kid across the ass with it?
Call it a cricket.
Yeah, cricket.
Well, for one, Joe, let me explain that to you, Joe.
Uh-oh. Explain it to him.
If a parent send their kid to that school and that kid is out of hand, out of control, and they know that before that kid gets to that school, what is the teacher supposed to do? What is the principal supposed to do?
Well, if they know it, if that's the kind of policy they have, I wouldn't want to let my kid go to that school because I don't want strangers picking up a fucking object, and it only takes one fucking idiot to fucking wreck some fucking kid's ass or his sacroiliac or bust something in his fucking back. There are ways you can use corporal punishment without picking up a fucking cricket bat. Or you got to use a belt.
But, But
you didn't.
Because
you didn't
good.
But these, that, wasn't what he asked.
But these same strangers. Okay. These same strangers, you trust them around your kids for 8 hours a day, put knowledge into your kids' heads, but you don't want them disciplining them in any kind of way.
No, kids need strangers. Discipline. I'm just saying they shouldn't need a baseball bat across their ass.
No. I'm not talking about a baseball bat across their ass.
Well, just so I mean, corporal punishment, it depends. Like I said, if you have a strap and you want to use a strap against a kid's ass, that's one thing.
Okay, that's cool.
Good.
Something better than nothing.
Well, not really. Now, huh? Do you really want them to use a strap? I mean, what the purpose of what a strap going to do?
Strap hurts.
Not when you got on a bunch of clothes like these kids wear today.
I got the strap in school. It fucking hurts.
Well, Joe, you didn't wear 18 layers of clothes.
And if it wouldn't have mattered because they would have ripped them off. Or they would have gotten a bigger strap.
Now you're getting into abuse.
You're kidding me. The people we had, they slammed you up against the lockers. And the parents knew about it. Didn't give a shit.
But really, the thing about it, though, you kids say you were hurt to the pride much more than
you got to get up for your mic, Lo.
You
got to
get to the mic, Lo, on your phone.
All right. Hold on. I said, these kids today, you will hurt their pride more than anything over hurting their person, you know.
The parents are letting the fucking principals get. I think it's the law too. The law kind of forbids.
Wait a minute. Are you guys forgetting that the kids are getting hit because they're being bad? They're not just getting hit because they're just getting hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we forgetting that part?
Let me read something to you that an actual educator said. Personally, I would like to see a form of discipline used in school that actually carried some weight. You know, writing Johnny was bad on a slip of paper is ineffective for children who already lack respect for authority. There are students who actually taunt their teachers saying, I can hit you and kick you, but you do that to me, you'll get fired. That's coming from an educator. So what are we to do?
Well, let me answer Goofy's question, too, because most of the time we're assuming that the kid is going to get smacked because he did something wrong. I also knew teachers who, just because they just didn't like you, would smack the shit out of you.
Well, that's a whole different animal there.
Well, yeah, but they got away with it because the parents allowed it, because they wanted their kids to grow up, you know, not to be wild. And that's one of the ways of doing it. But you don't know about those fucking people that are, you know, you're entrusting your kids to.
Well,
there's got to be a proper balance.
Now, Joe, most of the time, the parent do get a warning
In this case, look, the parent signs a permission slip saying, yes, it can be done. And before the child gets punished, they still have to get permission. So what is the issue? It's not like the parent doesn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, then it's consensual. But in my case, when I went to school,
exactly,
my fucking parents, they just hit him, smack him, beat the fuck out of him.
What's going to wind up happening anyway is, let's say that the parents got to come down to the school. See, in my day, you fucked up right then.
Exactly. You don't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
I got to leave work to come down to this school because you don't know how to act.
They raising hell and talking shit and chill eating itself up all the whole way out there.
Absolutely.
You're right.
If that had happened to me and I had gotten even suspended, I would not be here today.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm telling you, I got caught. You know, that's why I say sometimes the onus is on the parents. Sometimes they need to go and visit these classrooms and these students. You ain't got to let them know you're coming. Catch them red-handed. Because I know I got caught one time, and Lord have mercy. I was just clowning, being the class clown, looked up through that little square window, and the wrong person was looking in it. I'm like, oh, hey.
I bet you feel like I-S-H-I-P.
I know how you felt.
It got beat down. You hear me? But that, I learned my lesson. I didn't do it anymore.
I bet your body constricted to a fucking ball like you just fucking didn't move worth a shit.
I know, right? I couldn't even fake getting sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So...
But I agree with this, though, what you and Vernon are talking about. If the parents are going to be warned and the parents sign that slip and the teacher says, okay, little Johnny, you're getting your ass whipped today, I'm for it.
Now, here's another thing.
As long as I'm not using that fat.
here's another thing that I thought about as I was doing this, looking at the story. Now, we already know certain people, as in fair-skinned people, bruise easier than dark-skinned people. So what can we do to eliminate? You know, because you hit one kid a certain way, and he may bruise, terribly. Who cares?
Good point. Yeah, who cares?
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Point.
The parent may care.
No, if the parents sign the slip, that's their responsibility.
Exactly. And you know this little bastard light-skinned anyway, so you know he's going to bruise up easy.
Well, I'm just saying, because there was a case like that with a mom and her little Mexican son, and he had bruised up real bad, and she tried to sue, and that's exactly what the court said. You know, you consented to this, so they threw it out. So I'm just saying how y'all felt about that.
Oh, please. Look, I understand that. See, I didn't get hit a lot, but when you did, you had the imprints of that teacher's hand on your face for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They weren't shitting either. I mean, they smacked you. I mean, my face used to turn around and fucking hit those lockers. Good fucking God.
Now, ain't no teacher going to be slapping on my kid. Now, that's out.
Yeah, well, that's what happened in my school.
I can see a paddling something like that. Maybe take a belt off or something. Make them clean up toilets or.
I agree with you.
But I agree.
But my mother and father didn't give a fuck. Discipline was their middle fucking name. Oh, he got hit? Okay, he must have deserved it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but shit, there's a way to do that, though.
Tell me about it.
I mean, Charmaine, and that's my daughter, Charmaine, black as I am, brown as I am, and shit, you let her come home and skin up a bruise up or something going out there fucking everybody up. And I ain't gonna care what the hell she did. You mean tell me a girl brown as I am, and she skin up and bruise up? Shit. She supposed to have something like that for me.
Hey, Jerry, I was getting abused, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Shit. They probably still got my fucking dent in the locker where my fucking face hit.
Yeah, they were actually beating the hell out of y'all. If they took you in the locker room and they were practicing wrestling moves on y'all, man.
There was one fucking teacher. He chased a kid down, and this guy was an old man. He chased this fucking kid down, pounded him in the middle of his back, made the kid fall fucking flat on the goddamn floor. I don't know if he hit him again. I think he might have hit him one more time, man. But in my school. Kids would still be kids. I mean, that didn't stop you. You know, you always thought that you were invulnerable. But if you got it enough, eventually it would come in. There was no such thing as a class clown either. You fucking make kids laugh in your class, once or twice, okay. Third time, down to the principal. Fourth time, come here, boy. Boom! That was it.
But hey, Joe, how often did that have to happen?
Now, like I said, you know, we all thought we were invulnerable, but after the third or fourth time, you know, you learn. But you still, you're still fucking around.
And everybody else learned too by looking
at
you.
That's right. My fucking, yeah. I tell you, all through middle school and high school, nothing but quiet classes. Outside of a few, you know, a little bit of fun and shit like that. But most of the time it was quiet. And if the fucking teacher said, quiet, some kids might giggle. He looked, whoever the teacher was, you calmed your ass down. You didn't get out of your seat. You were in class clowning. You were in that seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you know, it was discipline. I didn't like the fact that I used to amaze myself. I didn't like the fact that I had to go through what, you know, it was minimum security, but it's better than the fucking schools they got today.
Hmm. But what's the point in having rules if you're not going to have any kind of consequences?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
You know that won't make any sense. That's like That's like saying it's against the law to breaking somebody's house, but if you break in there, ain't nothing gonna happen behind it.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
You know,
and that's exactly what happens. You think you're exaggerating. If you in some states, if you're fucking caught inside somebody's house, right, and they shoot you, the guy that shot you, he goes to jail, and the fucking guy that gets shot, he can sue.
that's crazy.
I know.
Well, actually, it's not, because if he in your house and you shoot him and you don't kill him, that's your fault.
No, either way, you're going to get in trouble. If you kill him, you're in worse trouble. But if you shoot him, you're still in fucking trouble.
I don't know about all that.
Say, if you shoot him, it's just attempted murder. If you kill him, it's murder. Huh?
No, if he's in your house, well, look, as far as I'm concerned, it's my castle. I catch you in my house. I'll fucking take a fucking power drill to your head. But you go to jail.
Listen at that barbarian.
It ain't gonna be but one story told either.
You know, that's my fucking house.
Yeah.
I will go to jail, but you know, they have to get the body though.
Yeah, they got an
Eric.
that's me. I'm listening to this wild animal here, man.
Come on over.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I love you from a distance, Joe.
Joe, do you have a basement?
I do.
No hell.
And nobody's allowed in it. I'm sorry.
Probably good reason too.
Wow.
And I have a sign on my door that says
here.
It says Hannibal. Okay.
Wow.
So you're not doing any of that Dahmer type shit now.
You don't know, do you?
I don't want to know either.
That's it.
You know, Dahmer, no. he wasn't choosy. You know, he liked white meat, dog meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but with all bullshit aside, your house is your fucking castle. I don't believe in this bullshit.
I agree with that.
You know? I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And most law officials will stand behind you for the most part, because if they're in your house, that's on your property.
No, they won't. It depends upon the lawyer.
Well, really?
I mean, it depends upon the state. You might think that, I think, what do they call it? The castle doctrine, I think it is. Where you're supposed to have, you know, complete dominion over your house. Anybody invades your property, especially your house, inside your house,
right?
You're supposed to just about get away with anything. But for the past few years, because of the way the Congress is and the way that America is going, no.
Mm.
You can't do that. It depends upon the state. But I'll tell you, one state which reacted to about a year and a half ago, the Indiana cops had initiated an action against a fucking house owner.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was, there was a law that was passed because of the uproar over it that gave the fucking police almost carte blanche from that time on to enter any house without a search warrant. And it was in the bill. I got the bill. That you were not allowed to keep the police away from your house, or, you know, even if they did not have a search warrant. Mm-hmm. So what had happened, the state legislature reacted to that, and they passed a law that said a homeowner is allowed to shoot a cop on their property.
All right.
So I said, oh, wow. That was so fucking cool.
Anyway,
Let's see. There's 19 states that actually are still allow corporal punishment. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming. And to add a little more information to it, because it only went back to, I can only find statistics back to 2006. However, in 2006, 119,399 students, white students, were punished, came to 53%. 79,613 black, which came to 36%. Now, if you total all the numbers up from everybody, the total amount of students that were paddled during that time period was 223,190, and that accounted for less than 1%. You know, less than 1%. So, I mean, it's a big thing, but apparently it's not as, you know, widespread and prominent as we think it is. I guess it just depends on what county or what state you live in. Because even the states are just the states, not every county in that state actually allows it. So,
which is good.
Yeah, well,
look,
you know,
corporal punishment I like. The paddle I don't.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. People actually, you got a lot of people that's getting tired of these kids' crap, man. You know,
yeah.
That's basically all it boiled down to, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm not even against the law that they passed for the, you know, the sagging pants. I'm not against that, you know. I can stand up and look at it from one perspective and say, hey, well, you know, like I said, what about when you got a woman showing both cheeks of her ass in a swimsuit? I mean, where you going to draw the line and say, hey, either way it goes, it's indecent. But, you know, I don't want to see ass, basically. Basically, I don't want to see ass.
Well, I don't want the government involved. If the fucking schools or work wants to pass laws, that's cool with me. But the government, nah, because once you get the government involved in everything and anything, then you've got nothing but trouble.
Okay. But go ahead.
Speaking of the government and everything that we've been talking about, you're talking about this basketball player supposed to be coming out. How come, you know, it was always said that, you know, your boy Obama was like that.
He is like that.
Yeah. And the thing is, a lot of people don't believe it, even though you had a man. I can't call his name.
Sinclair.
He was. He was arrested and charged. He was charged, and he was taken to court. And in court, they could not prove anything that this man said was a lie. You know, and even more to it than that, he had, you know, different information that he had available.
He talked about Obama's dick. He signed an affidavit, and people, and he wasn't investigated because it was Obama. Yeah,
right. And they had I think it was around the time of the election. They had a lot of things overshadowing.
Right. Uh huh.
Sure did. And then you know something that was.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Yeah. One more thing. Why did I think it was MSNBC. Why did Michelle Obama say, you know, that she was a single mom?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
She referred to herself as a single mom.
I did hear that. Yeah, she's.
Don't you have another person waiting?
Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, welcome to the show. Happy Monday to you. Who we got on the line?
Well, Joe, you want to, you know, maybe come online because you want me to point out your contradiction.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, I wish you guys listened to yourself. See, you guys, you talk like normal people, like we always hear years to years, over and over again, and you guys don't listen to yourself. You need to listen to yourself and think about what you're saying. Joe just said, I'm not going to have nobody put marks. But why are you giving an adult the opportunity to put marks on your kids? That's why you don't have another person hit your child, because you can't control what they do. You as a parent, you know how hard to hit your child. But when you put it into another person's authority, you can't control that. And once that person hits your child, whether they did wrong or right, you can't turn that. You can't go back in time and turn that. So that's going to affect the child. Joe, you just said, I'm not going to let the government discipline my child, but you contradict yourself when you say you're going to let another human being who works for the government, public school system, discipline your child. Total contradiction.
How's that a contradiction?
It's because you said the government is people. Those teachers, they're part of the government. A public school system, they're part of the government. They get fired by the school board, who's a part of the government. So anybody outside of your home, anybody outside of your family or your home is a part of the government. You sit them in a public
school system. I said I don't want the government enacting laws.
And let me tell you, I've been listening to y'all, but I just want to say this, and I'll be quiet. Listen. So you said you got beat. Those beatings make you a peaceful man? Do you have a peaceful life? The beatings didn't make me have a peaceful life. Did you still make bad decisions and some decisions in your life that you regret? I'm quite sure you did, like I did. I'm quite sure all of us on this phone and people are listening. You got chastised. You still don't really have a peaceful life, and you still make bad decisions. That's why we're talking about this. It hasn't changed. So just listen to yourself.
What does having a peaceful life as an adult got to do with what? You know, I think you're trying to draw it back to corporal punishment.
Because when you beat a child,
yeah.
Why do you beat a child? You discipline. Why do you discipline? Because you want them into a certain type of image so they won't make certain mistakes. And I'm saying ass whippers never did it. Ass whippers are supposed to prevent that you act in a certain way. And as an adult, why you don't beat adults? Why you don't beat elderly people? Elderly people act like kids when they get older. Do you want nurses to start beating the elderly people when they act disciplined? They said elderly
okay,
people.
Okay, Michael. Let me stop you, Michael, because you get you finna go out in the left field some damn way, and we ain't trying to hear that today. All right,
it's
look.
The same thing,
man. That's
no, it's
disrespect,
not the same
man.
Thing,
Michael. Why we hit on elderly people?
They're not listening.
Yeah. Why do? Yeah, Michael. Why? Why do you? Yeah. Why would you think about hitting on an elderly person?
Michael, you don't see us hitting you. Come on now.
No, I'm speaking facts,
hey.
Right? Mike.
This is the same guy that always comes on and says, you people should listen to yourself. Then he never listens to what the hell he has to say.
I mean, the guy
is entitled to his opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, no doubt.
Hey, hold up. Now, damn it, now, hell.
Got cut off?
Yeah, what happened?
No, I'm listening to him.
Oh, that's
come on, Michael. You're over here wanting to beat up old people, man. That's wrong, man. How can you think that?
No. We always beat up. I always get beat up. But it's all good because we need some clarity. I want to have some clarity in life, man.
Here's the problem that you make often.
Oh, my God.
You come up with one conclusion, and then you draw from that conclusion something way out there.
I never draw a conclusion because I'm speaking facts, Joe. That's not a conclusion.
No. You're going from beating a kid to automatically.
So where's the facts? I want to see where are you getting the facts from? Where's your article?
Hold up.
Hold up for a minute. I just want to say something. The reason why I'm bringing that because I'm driving, I'm working, I'm going to school today, and I've listened to y'all. I got to drive almost an hour to go to school. I've been listening to y'all, and I'm saying I heard the conversation about the dress, and that's what I brought them up.
Right, but Michael, you're making a conclusion about if you beat the kid. First, you said beating the kid, it doesn't prevent us as adults from making mistakes. Well, it doesn't mean that we make mistakes. It doesn't mean that we make mistakes as a result of the beating either. And then you go from there to beating the kid to beating adults, to beating elderly people. How do you get to that conclusion?
Because I'm saying factually, it's the same thing. When you beat a child, you beat them because they don't listen. You want them to act a certain way.
Right.
I'm saying it's the same thing when it comes to elderly. Do you know when people beat people in the nursing halls?
All right.
People are stubborn.
Now I understand.
They are stubborn. Exactly, because I'm speaking back, and I'm saying the reason why I use it roots from the same thing, and it doesn't happen. And I'm not even going back, Joe, to that conclusion. Ass whippings have never prevented, when they get older, we can ass whip them so they can make good decisions as adults, so they won't go to jail, so they won't do this.
What would you do, Michael, if your kid or if anybody else's kid inside a class, if they knew that the principals and the teachers would allow them to do anything they wanted, what would you do?
As far as what? If the teacher was allowed to do what? Beat the kid?
Hold up.
See, that right there. You see how he had to demonize? Oh, beat on him. Beat on him. I'm gonna give you a fact too. Fact is, like I said, I know exactly what I look like. I'm probably one and a half shades lighter than Tyrese. So is my daughter. If my daughter came home dark as she is, and she got a big ass mark on her face, somebody had to hit her awfully damn hard. So you damn right. I know what
Look.
Michael, wait a minute. Let me talk real quick. You're supposed to be working. Old people, the reason why, you got to give them a pass is because they're old. Their brain is scrambled. Young kids, you hit them, they'll learn that, hey, if I do that again, I'm going to get punished. Old people, their brains are already scrambled, so you can hit them as many times as you want, and it's not going to solve a problem. Let me tell you something, Michael.
I got hit, and
I learned, all right? You might have not learned when you got hit, but I learned from my hits, all right?
But you just said that you wish we would have got hit, but guess what? You just said your life fucked up. You proved my point. I love contradictions. I'm speaking facts.
No, that doesn't.
Okay, all right.
Joe, shut the fuck up. I listen to Goofy.
Okay.
I don't know who he thinks he is.
He brought back some memories right there.
Let me go back to what he said, because he's saying I'm contradicting myself, so I have to uncontradict myself.
Okay,
I'm saying I never got hit in school like many people elder than me got hit, okay? I'm saying that when I got hit, punished by my parents, I learned, all right? That's what I'm saying. If you punish a kid, his brain should learn that, hey, if I'm going to do that again, I'm going to get the same treatment. That's what his brain should learn. Now, if his brain's not operating that way, then you got something wrong, and that kid needs to go to a special school or something like that. But seriously. That's how all brains operate. They're on a learning process.
Goofy, from what you said earlier in the show, you know, this is a good thing. I'm going to say this in the best possible way. Now, you was a part of the Glee Club, so you weren't going to get hit anyway. You know, you weren't causing no mischief.
Oh, man, come on. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said?
I heard exactly what you said.
I was the thug.
Man, you look like it. That's all. You look the part. That didn't mean that's what you were.
Shit, man. Come on, man.
He's fucking with you, brother. Nothing. Not a damn thing.
You don't know me. Not a damn thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I want to talk about something else. We're going to get off of that because, you know, we do a whole show on corporal punishment and nobody agree with anybody. So
we got some people that agree with some butt whoopings.
Yeah. Oh, you wait. That we do. All right.
But every kid needs a butt whooping.
Yeah. One time or another.
Put them straight.
But let's see. Colorado, y'all, you know, they passed a law along with Washington about the marijuana, the recreational use of marijuana. Well, the Colorado Court of Appeals says no employment protection for people who use marijuana. Employers in the state can lawfully fire workers who test positive for the drug, even if it was used off-duty, and since the drug remains barred by the federal government. Now, if y'all remember when this first came out, I said there was going to be an issue between the federal and state because it's coming. And apparently, it's there now. You know.
Well, can I speak? Since I'm a marijuana smoker, I don't think anyone else is here. I believe that law is correct. Now,
you believe it's correct?
No. Seriously, listen. Now, well, it has its stipulations. Now, if you work in a federal building and you know you do something, you know, of the government of that sort, What was what?
The boop.
I think that was my phone. But I think if you work anywhere.
Oh, I wasn't.
Go ahead.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I wasn't done, but I'm saying if you work like government, you know what I'm saying, then yeah. But say you work at Subway.
Yeah,
you know, making sandwiches. You know, it's none of their business on what you do outside of your job because that doesn't affect you. You know what I mean? I mean, you're not out there, you know, in front of your store, you know, lighting up one. You know what I mean? You're at home. You're enjoying yourself.
I can't agree with that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because even at Subway, hey, you have to deal with the knife at Subway. So you could be high or anything or anything that you've been taking or using or smoking. And it takes you back there and you mess around and cut your hand off. So, like I say.
Well, I'm talking about
either you're going to demonize it or you're not. Now, if you can smoke weed and you don't get pissed at your job and you function correctly and fine and everything, regardless of what career path you have, then that's one thing. But if you go to your job, and let's just say that you move cars around on the Ford dealership lot. Now, you move a vehicle and you have an accident. And they piss you, and you come up positive. You come up hot. Then you just came up hot, plain and simple. I knew plenty of guys in the military that would get out there, run, everything. Run, push-ups, sit-ups, everything, anything you could think of with everybody else. And they smoked a little weed on the side. And some of them never got caught. Some of them did get caught. But the thing is, though, hey, if you get caught, then just take your issue. If you never get caught, then, hey, you just didn't get caught. It wasn't your turn. So that's the way I see that.
Now, can I ask the question? Does bank robbers, are they on dope when they're fucking, I mean, when they're smoking weed, when they're out there robbing banks?
I think they didn't have enough corporal punishment when they were in school.
Come on. Come on, man. People who get high, they don't do no violent crime. Shit, they're lazy as fuck. They're hungry.
Let me throw these two things in real fast. The Washington State Supreme Court also found that workers can be fired for using marijuana if it's authorized by the state's medical marijuana law. Okay? But Arizona says workers cannot be terminated for lawful using medical marijuana unless it would jeopardize an employer's federal licensing or contracts. So,
right, but you got to realize they're going to be dealing with unions, too, if you're on a union job. Because unions are not going to allow that to happen. Because, what if they had Oxycontin in their system? Legally, they may have a toothache and still have Oxycontin in their system. They went on a doctor's list, still have Oxycontin in their system, and they get in an accident. What you going to say?
You got to shut the fuck up, Michael. How's that?
Let me know when you don't call, and you're a fucking sick individual. You got problems, Joe. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
Let me point out your fucking contradictions. Let me point out your fucking contradictions. You don't fucking
calm
like
down,
it, Joe.
Man. You ought to be screaming like
Mike,
that, man. What's
you
going?
Also
I mean,
said, what are you going to say? So when I stepped in at that particular point, that was the proper point. So
okay,
whatever you
Joe,
fuck,
I'm
whatever
listening.
Fucking dick is up your ass today, take it out.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm finished now.
No, you're not. You couldn't have made your point.
That was my point.
Well, I'm letting you know, guys. I mean, that's just how it is. You know what I mean? You gotta, if someone has Oxycontin in them, I agree with Arizona. Just like states, you know, we're not United States because states have that different laws. Go to Arizona. Now, I agree if you get driving and you get an accident, of course, everybody's going to get pissed. I'm going to breathalyze you and piss you to see what you want. If you're driving a vehicle, but if you're pushing paper, a file clerk, man, I'm not randomly pissing nobody, man, for no damn file. It all depends on the industry. I'm not going to be a construction worker, I mean, getting crazy shit, getting high, but, you know, when something comes up, if it comes up, you can get fired. But, that's just why. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of people out in our society smoking weed, and they do a good job at work. You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that don't smoke weed, act like they smoking weed, like they high. They make high decisions and never got high in their life. A lot of politicians are like that. Look at our system. They act like they smoke weed every day.
But, Michael, I think you're missing the point here. The point is, if you get caught on your analysis, and don't say certain jobs won't test you, because that's not a true statement at all. Now,
what?
However,
what's not a true statement?
That if you just a put paper pusher, you're not going to be tested for drugs.
I never said that, but I'm saying
okay,
as a paper pusher, you're not going to ram me. As a paper pusher, they're going to piss you when you get hired. But they don't. Your businesses don't randomly piss like they did us in the military. You know that for a fact. They piss you
okay.
Before you get hired, but they don't randomly piss you like they did us in the military. They don't do that, and plus they don't even have the money to do that. So
well,
in the
civilian sector, the only time they would randomly piss you is if they have any inclination that you own something and they want to get rid of your ass anyway.
Well, that's not random. If they think you're doing something and they piss you, that's not random. In the military, that's random how we were dead for many years, y'all. In the
trust
society,
me,
civilian, they don't do that.
Look, Michael, let me give you something. In the military, it wasn't random. Trust me, I was a piss guy. I can tell you it wasn't random. They had certain targets they went for every month. Now, what they did used the rest of the company to hide it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, but I'm letting you know. Okay, if half the lists was picked on and then another half had to be random, you know that. It has some type of random system in it. Am I speaking fact or not, sir? All of them would not pick it on that roster every month. I had some of this stuff, too, that's been in there. I'm just saying, you're right. Certain people they picked what they had suspicion of, and the rest of them were random. That's all I'm saying. In a society, they don't do it like the military. Most
okay.
Don't take the dust and the piss, and if you do something, then they try to get you.
Okay,
if you do a good job, if you smoking, you do a good job, hey. But if you get caught, you get caught. Just like Lowe said, he's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do, and I said this before, and I'll stand on it till the day I die. I do think that everyone from Barack Hussein Obama on down in government should get pissed. I do.
I agree with that myself. I can agree with that
one. Lie detector test every once in a while.
Every day.
Yeah, and what does that solve? What does that solve?
Oh,
what do you mean,
we
could
find
solve?
Out. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, but well, what does it solve, though?
What do you mean, what does it solve? I mean, if you know that someone that's making decisions is high, then you understand why some of these crazy-ass decisions they made, and you could fix that.
Or even more, if you knew that they were lying on the fucking test.
Come on. I mean, shit, it's the government. They could say they're all clean. Come on now.
They can do what?
See, the high people, I mean, the people that get high, remember, they're not in power in this world. These so-called sober people got all these powers and degrees. They're ruined. They control the world and look at it. So you can't blame the society on the high people. You never can. You can't. You got to blame it on the scholars, the constitutional writers, all them lawyers, all those businessmen who make up the society.
Okay. All right. We're going to end it right there, y'all. I got to do a follow-up today. So, anyway, we're going to go as I always do.
I said it was a fast show today.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? That's a good thing, though.
Because he got to tell Michael to pull the dick out of his ass.
Pull that fucking dick out.
Hold on before we go. Hold on. Oh, well.
I will always point him
out,
son.
Hey. All right. Let me get Ebony in here real fast.
Oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
Ebony.
Another 10 minutes.
What's
for
up,
Ebony. Darling?
Last day.
Oh,
minutes.
Hi.
Ebony.
Hi, everyone. Hi, guys.
Hello, as always, the man that came and went and the woman still waiting. Ain't that something?
your language. I don't know what you were saying to Paul, but you know what? Hey, whatever. I'll leave that between the boys. You can decide how that works out.
No,
sound
you
like
won't. You heard it before. Who are you starting trouble now? You and Michael.
Justin, I heard you telling him, oh, dear. Okay. Anyway, let's not go there.
Starting trouble. Already.
So it was an interesting show. I could hear you guys. I couldn't respond because I was traveling, but a great show. That's all I wanted to say.
That's it.
If you guys are around tomorrow, do you know that we were talking about the guys that go to Brazil, right?
Right.
The guy who made the film, he's going to be on my show tomorrow night. Come and hang out when you've done your LBCon.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah, I'm going to come and find out, get to the bottom of why these men are running off to Brazil to get the women.
Because the chicks in the UK and the United States suck.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Anyway.
No,
look at the 80s down there. We already know why.
All right. Anyway, like what I was saying. Okay. Thank you, Ebony. That's your last words? This is your last thing you'll be first out.
And nice to see you again or hear you, Mr. Talk. He always sounds so good.
Oh, good God. Jeez.
You always sound so good.
You sound so good, too.
Especially Joe. Oh, yeah, Joe. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
all right.
I didn't mention Joe.
I didn't hear that because you broke up, and it's probably for the best.
All right. All right, Ebony. We'll check you out tomorrow, okay? But don't stop by before you go to your show.
I will, definitely.
All right. Thanks, darling.
Oh, thanks, darling.
All right, Michael, your last word.
Well, it's always been a pleasure. I know I came in there, but it don't take me long to point out you guys' contradictions. That's all. I just say we have to point them out, man. It'll bring you a little lot of light in your heart. So, all right, guys, take it easy.
All right, later, Mike.
Take it easy.
All right, Goofy.
I feel offended by this show, and I probably will never call again. But you guys have a great day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right, Mr. Joe.
Me. Nothing much to say. See you when I see you.
Okay. Well, I'll check you out tomorrow then.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hey, I want to thank everybody who joined us today. Joe, Goofy, Michael, Lowe, Vernon, everybody that's just listening on the line. Also, my chat room, Benny Hen. Bible Truth by Benny, Goofy Bone, Guest 2089, Michael Hood, Refine and Design, and a couple of that, you know, dropped off along the way. I want to say thank y'all for joining me today on another Soapbox Monday, another good Soapbox Monday. Great conversation. And, man, I tell you, we get into some things, don't we? It's just amazing to me. Don't forget the show tomorrow. What is the role of the black church? Yeah, we going to get deep into some stuff tomorrow, y'all. So I will make sure y'all y'all check us out here. Oh, Michael Hood, yes, we ain't forgot you, Mike. Okay. You know, I don't have a closing for today, cuz I think the opening song and the quote of the day was enough. I don't need to go back into it. Only thing I'm going to say is if you are a so-called friend, be a true friend. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be a so-so, wishy-washy friend. If you're going to stand by that person, you stand by them. If not, don't put yourself in that position. As we said in the beginning, you know, myself, I want a friend that's got my back, okay? I want someone who's going to be there with me on my side during thick and thin. I know y'all say, well, that's your wife's and your husband's father, your significant other. That's true, too. But you always have that one friend that you will always need to do that. You don't want them in front. You don't want them in the back. You want them right there with you to go through the battles with you. You know, as they say, ride or die. You want that ride or die friend. As long as you got that ride or die friend, you'll be all right. Well, of course, you know, don't forget Jesus, too. You need him, too. He's a ride or die, no doubt. Okay? I'm just going to put that out there for y'all. As long as you got Jesus, he's definitely ride or die. Y'all can handle that. All right? All right. I ended up with a word at the end of the day. Interesting. All right. Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to send any comments to ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or you can send it to my Facebook page and leave a message. Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Okay? Well, that's it for today, y'all. Join me tomorrow for What is the Role of the Black Church? Just remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. Because if your heart not open, you haven't forgiven yourself, there's no way you can forgive anybody else. And that's for dang old sure. All right. All right. Until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 Pacific. I'll see y'all then. I'm out of here.